Good morning. High pressure is building in behind the storm that impacted our weather for the first part of the week, and things are drying out nicely. We're looking at partly cloudy skies early this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England, which will lead to a good deal of sunshine for a good portion of the day. Temperatures are beginning slightly below freezing in many locations, with others slightly above. And with that sunshine, reading should climb back through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s across the higher terrain and mid to upper 40s across the valleys for daytime highs. That high pressure center, though, will only be over us for a short time as it will depart off the eastern seaboard tonight, allowing some moisture and energy to track our way from the Great Lakes. So clouds will be on the increase tonight with lows back down to around 30. We'll look for those clouds to build in on Friday and produce a few scattered rain and snow showers as warmer air starts to move in from the south. High temperatures, though, will be undercut by the clouds, and highs on Friday will be in the lower to mid-40s once again. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an emerging storm out of the Gulf of Mexico and through the southeastern part of the country. The exact track of this storm up and along the East Coast will determine our weather for the weekend. Right now, it looks like the track will be close enough to the New England coast to produce a swath of snow, some of it heavy across most of New England, with the western and northern fringe of the precipitation, also a mix of rain and snow in eastern New York. If the storm tracks closer to or even over central and eastern New England, we'll pull back the snowfall totals deeper into interior New York and New England on Saturday and Saturday night. If the storm tends to track farther away from the coast, then we'll have to shift everything to the east accordingly. High temperatures on Saturday will be around the 40-degree mark. Behind this system during the day on Sunday, we'll start a drier trend with a mix of sun and clouds, still some snow showers around with highs in the lower to mid-30s, and early next week, partly sunny skies Monday and Tuesday, reading staying in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system diving into the southern plains will bring showers and thunderstorms to the lower Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast states today, while slowly sliding east. Isolated instances of flash flooding are possible along the western and central Gulf, where 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall. By tomorrow, showers will push into the southern Appalachians and mid-Atlantic. At the same time, light snow will begin to mix in with the rain showers in the lower Great Lakes as a cold front drops south from Canada. Meanwhile, weather throughout the west will remain fairly quiet, with one exception. A large area of high pressure located over the Rockies and Great Basin will produce gusty offshore winds, which will continue across Southern California through Friday. These gusty winds, combined with dry air, will allow for any wildfires to spread uncontrollably. The Storm Prediction Center has placed an extremely critical fire weather area across the San Diego County mountains for today. Red flag warnings and high wind warnings have also been issued for much of Southern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with drifting snow and 12 degrees on a northwest wind at 71, gusting to 83 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 35 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 25 degrees, the dew point 23, 92% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.11 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 50, Boston sunny and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 32. The average temperature, 35, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, also a trace of snowfall, still just 1.2 inches for the season, which is 2.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 2009, and the record low, 1 below 0, in 1940 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning at 7:08 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows near 30. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain and snow showers in the lower to mid-40s. A chance of rain and snow on Saturday and Saturday night near 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered snow showers Sunday, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday and Tuesday in the mid-30s. And another chance of snow showers Wednesday with highs in the upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kyanos.